Praise the Lord, everybody. Praise the Lord, everybody. For this is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Amen. Amen. Grateful this morning to be here. We're few in numbers right now, but God has blessed us. He has kept us through another week. Amen. He has continued to watch over us. Hallelujah. And we ought to always have a praise deep down in our souls. Amen. Amen. Good morning and welcome to Taylor Tabernacle Live. Welcome to the Taylor family and all our friends joining through Facebook and YouTube Live. We are streaming from Philadelphia, PA, where Elder Jonathan E. Ford is our pastor. Amen. Amen. At this time, I'm going to ask everyone to stand. We're going to be reading our scripture. If you need a Bible, just raise your hand and someone will get one for you. Our scripture this morning will be coming from Luke 6 and 37. When you have it, say amen. Luke 6, 37, and I will be reading from the New King James Version. Judge not, and you shall not be judged. Condemn not, and you shall not be condemned. Forgive, and you will be forgiven. Amen. Amen. Father God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we stand before you this morning with grateful hearts, thanking you for allowing us to enter into this house another Sunday morning. We bless your holy name, for you are truly worthy of our praises, O God. We welcome you, Holy Spirit, to fill this place with your presence. Thank you, Lord, for the privilege to worship with you once again, to worship you with love, gratitude, and reverence. Help us, O God, to shake off all the baggage that we've carried throughout the week, all the garbage that we have endured. Shake it off. We surrender it all unto you, O God. Lord, forgive us for not being obedient to your word. And thank you, Father, for your unconditional love, for having mercy on our sinful souls. We thank you this morning, O God, for your faithfulness. We thank you, Lord, for the blessings you continue to give us that we truly, truly do not deserve. Thank you for keeping us, and thank you for keeping our loved ones safe from hurt, harm, and danger, seen and unseen, oh God. Bless these people this morning, oh God. Bless the ones that are on their way to your house, Lord, to worship your holy name. Bless the hearers on Facebook and YouTube Live. Father, as the word is preached, fill this house with your spirit of thankfulness and a place of peace, hallelujah, for our souls. Touch the speaker of the hour. Touch the speaker of the hour, oh God. Touch the speaker of the hour. And Lord, I'm asking that you touch our pastor this morning in his absence. And strengthen his body, O God. Deliver him. Place your healing hands on him. Lord, we thank you for him. We thank you for his life. And we thank you for the word that you have put in him, O God. Give him supernatural strength, Lord, to press on, O God. Hallelujah. And if he is in any discomfort, O God, relieve his pain and restore his body back to good health, oh God. Guard his heart, his mind, as he waits on you. And God, remember our First Lady, Lord. Strengthen her and keep her whole as she tends to her family, oh God. Bless this service. We put it into your hands, oh God. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. And God, if there's someone just one person that will hear your word and give their life to you, oh God. We thank you for that, oh God. Hallelujah. Father God, we thank you and we praise your holy name. For you are worthy, you are worthy, you are worthy, you are worthy. We ask all these blessings in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. In Jesus' name, amen. 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 Can we give God some praise? Amen. Hallelujah. For he is worthy. He is worthy. He is worthy. Hallelujah. We bless your holy name. We praise your name. Oh, bless the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory, Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 We didn't have to be here this morning, oh God. Somebody didn't wake up, oh God. But I thank you, oh God. Oh, you've been so good to us, oh God. Hallelujah. 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 Oh, I'm so grateful this morning. I am so grateful this morning. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory, Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Oh, we serve an awesome God. He is so worthy, church. He is so worthy. He is so worthy. Hallelujah. He is so worthy. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory, Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 I'm trying to move on. But I am in a place of gratefulness. Hallelujah. God has been so good to me. Hallelujah. And he has been so good to you as well. Hallelujah. 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 At this time, we were going to have a sermonic selection by our sister Reed. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory, Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Lord. You're worthy, God. You're worthy, God. There's nobody like you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, way maker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness. My God, that is who you are. Oh, way maker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness. My God, that is who you are. Oh, he's way maker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness. My God, that is who you are. Oh, he's a way maker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness. My God, that is who you are. Oh, you are here, touching every heart. I worship you. I worship you. You are here, turning things around. I worship you. I worship you. You are here, moving in our midst. I worship you. I worship you. You are here,
is keeper, light in the darkness, my God, that is who you are. Oh, he's a way maker, promise keeper, light in the darkness, my God, that is who you are. Oh, we know you as way maker. Thank you, Lord. Promise keeper, light in the darkness, my God, that is who you are. Oh, you are way maker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness, my God, that is who you are. Oh, you are here, touching every heart. We worship you. We worship you. You are here, turning lives around. We worship you. We worship you. You are here, moving in our midst. We worship you. We worship you. You are here, touching every heart. We worship you. We worship you. Cause you are way maker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness, my God, that is who you are. Oh, you are way maker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness, my God, that is who. Oh, you are way maker, promise keeper, light in the darkness, my God, that is who you are. Oh, you are way maker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness, my God, that is who you are. 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 Hallelujah. 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 Can everybody stand and we just remain in that worship spirit, oh God. Hallelujah. 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 Continue to worship the Lord, oh God. Hallelujah. We bless and praise your holy name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. At this time, it's word time, Lord. It's word time. Hallelujah. 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 And our sister, Deaconess Barbara Williams, will be coming up, Lord. I just ask everybody to raise their hands toward her. Hallelujah. And just say, bless Deaconess Barb. Bless Deaconess Barb. Bless Deaconess Barb. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to your name.
Morning. Bless his name this morning. Hallelujah. We know him to be a way maker. Hallelujah. A miracle worker, hallelujah. He's my light in the darkness. Yes, he is when I don't see a way. Hallelujah. Thank you, God, for who you are. Oh, God, I trust you. I trust you, God. I thank you. Yes, God, I give you my life, Lord. I give you my all of my all, God. Hallelujah. Yes, God, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. You're a way maker, God, when I don't see a way, God. Hallelujah. But I know you got a plan, God. I know you got a plan, God. I know you have a plan, God. You said you'd never leave me. You promised me you'd never forsake me. I know you won't, God. I thank you, Lord. I trust you, God. Help me to be quiet and still, God, while you work, God. Help me to be quiet and still, God, while you work, God. You're a way maker, God. You're a miracle worker, and I know you can do it. You can do everything but fail, God. In the name of Jesus, I give it to you, God. I give it all to you, God. It's yours, God. Hallelujah. You make ways out of nowhere, God. Hallelujah. Bless your name, God. Bless your name, God. Bless your name, God. Oh, I bless your holy and your righteous name this morning, God. Hallelujah. 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 Amen. Amen. Forgive me. That was a praise I needed to get out to him. Hallelujah. I'm trusting him for something that only he can do. I'm trusting him to make a way that only he can make. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Glory to the precious Lamb of God. If you go with me this morning to 1 John 2, 3 through 6. And while you find that, if you give me a moment to grab my glasses, I just realized I didn't grab them. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. 1 John chapter 2, verses 3 through 6. I'm going to be reading for your hearing from the New King James Version. Now by this we know that we know him, if we keep his commandments. He who says I know him and does not keep his commandments is a liar, and the truth is not in him. But whosoever keeps his word, truly the love of God is perfected in him. By this we know that we are in him. He who says he abides in him ought himself also to walk just as he walked. Amen. May the Lord add a blessing to the reading of his precious and holy word. Amen. Amen. This morning, I want to talk to you just for a few minutes. And I was kind of unsure how to come down on a topic. But my topic this morning is, who's your daddy? Father, in the name of Jesus, these precious few moments, Lord, that we will be with you, Lord. We ask you, Lord, to open your word to us as a blooming flower, Lord. Lord, to pour into us, God, your precious word. Lord, decrease me and fill me with your Holy Spirit, Lord, that I may say something, Lord, that brings someone to salvation, that heals some wound, Lord, that breaks some bond or chain, God, as only you can. Lord, we look to you, the author and the finisher of our faith, God. And we thank you in advance for all you are about to do in this time. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. You may be seated all over the sanctuary. Amen. Amen. Who's your daddy? A little background on this. This is the 1 John. It is written by the Apostle John, a beloved apostle, one we're familiar with. And it's a writing on the false teachings and false teachers in the church. It's bringing it to the forefront. During this time, post-crucifixion of our Lord and Savior, and I'm going to try to say this, and I'm probably going to mess it up, Gnosticism is growing in popularity in the church. It's taking root in the new and young church. And this is simply a belief that Jesus Christ was not human. He was not a human man, though he walked with us. The section we're going to be talking about this morning a little bit basically says, this is the test and how you know if you know him. Amen. Now, by this we know that we know him if we keep his commandments. There are two ways you get to know God. One, because you tried him and you know he's true. But John here, he's talking about an intimate relationship with our Lord and Savior. Intimate meaning he had walked with our Savior. He had an intimate knowledge of Jesus Christ. And he's telling the readers that we as disciples, we walked with him, we talked with him, we know he was a human man walking on this earth. You and I know him because we trust him, because we've tried him over and over again and he's delivered us, he's made ways for us, he's been a way maker. Amen? But the way we know one another is that we keep his commandments. I identify another Christian by the way they act. It's always funny to me at work. I work with women who are pretty much my age, slightly younger, but mostly over 45, 50 years old. But they call me Miss Barb. And I asked one day, why? And they said, well, you're set apart. You carry yourself differently. If they curse in front of me, oh, I'm so sorry. Because I walk, or I strive to walk. My walk is not perfect. Please don't think that. My walk is not perfect. None of us are perfect. But I strive to show his love and his grace and his mercy each and every day of my life. That's all we can do, is strive to be who he was on this earth. By keeping his commandments, we show love and respect for him. Like a parent to a child, we set, those of us who are parents, we set rules and boundaries for our children because we want them to emulate and to grow and to be molded into a certain thing. And by this, the world knows this child, somebody took time to raise them. Somebody took time to give them manners. Yes and no, excuse me and thank you and please. The same is with our Heavenly Father. Our commandments, don't lie, don't cheat, don't steal. Those are all to mold us into something else. To love one another. Love your neighbor as yourself. If you don't love yourself, then you can't love your neighbor. And that's a lot of what we see out here in this world right now. People who don't love themselves. No one's ever told them how precious they are to our Lord and Savior. This world is in trouble because they don't know the love of God. You know, most of us who are over that 40-ish age, and some young people, we had what I call the big mama syndrome. You had grandma. She was a praying woman, and the Bible was in the house, and you better not touch it. And she dragged all the grandkids to church on Sunday, and we don't have that now. Now grandmom is 35 and she's in the nightclub too. We've lost that. Parents have lost that. We're in the same boat. We're busy with work and we're busy with other things of life. Life has become hectic to us and we put God on the back burner. And by that, the world doesn't recognize us anymore. Amen. He who says, I know him and does not keep his commandments is a liar and the truth is not in him. You can say all day long, I know God, but if you go out on the street corner and you're standing there cussing, it doesn't say you know the love of God anywhere. You show how much you love God and how much he loves you by being a representation of him in this earth. That's why we're put here. We're here to be a representation of God in the earth. to show his love, to show his mercy, to show his grace, to show how good God is. And if we go out and become what the world is, if we try to transform ourselves into what the world is, then we don't show who he is. Because you can't be on both sides of the fence and be part of God's family. You can't be a child of God if you're walking in both worlds. One world should feel uncomfortable to you. You know, I had the privilege to attend Woman Involved this year in Dallas with a few friends, very close friends. And one of the speakers said, you know, before her salvation that she hadn't surrendered. She was saved, but she hadn't surrendered to this. And she said what was amazing about it, you know, she would go to the club, but she would be standing there in pearls and a cocktail dress. And she looked out of place because she wasn't supposed to be there. It didn't fit. It didn't feel right. And she said the moment she surrendered was one Sunday morning. She woke up with a hangover and she was in bed and she heard the voice of the Lord tell her, go to church. And as she sat in church, she said she felt like a hypocrite because she had just left the club the night before and she was still hungover. And she said the Holy Spirit invoked into her that the hypocrite is when you're out there, not when you're in here. Because this is where you belong as my child. It turned her life around. And this particular woman was a PK kid. She was a preacher's kid. So she had grown up in the church in these things. The purpose for this letter was John was addressing the lies that were emerging in the church. Part of what was going on in the church back then is they were blending Eastern mysticism and the word I keep trying to say, Gnosticism. Thank you. It's not narcissism, but it's almost like that, Gnosticism. And they believed all matter was bad, but the spirit was good. And if you believe this, then you believe everything God created was bad. He created matter. This couldn't be true. Amen? In verse 3 or 4, he's saying to know him, to know Jesus, you have to be able to discern the difference between false teachings and false teachers. By keeping his commandments, you're able to discern that. You're able to walk and talk as he did. As I said earlier, you're able to love your neighbor, even when you don't like him. Let's just be honest. You don't lie. You don't cheat. You don't steal. You honor your mother and your father. I mean, come on, those of us who are parents, if our children don't listen to us, how do we feel? Disrespected, dishonored, whatever. Disappointed. Thank you. Disappointed. That's what we do to God when we dishonor his commandments. When we disrespect his commandments. When we walk on both sides of the world. And anyone who's out there telling you, oh girl, you can go to the club and go to church on Sunday morning too, they're telling you a lie. I'm not saying by any stretch of the imagination for you to go and look down on anybody that does that. Because God walked with prostitutes and the low and the downhearted. But if you are truly a child of God trying to walk with God, you shouldn't be drinking and popping your fingers at night and Sunday morning sitting in the church. You're living a lie. You're living an absolute and complete lie. You are not a complete child of the Most High God. Same thing today. We have to be able to discern false teaching. Lies are out there every single day. Every single, look at our election. And that's all I'm going to say about that. Look at our election. False teaching. And if you can't rightly divide the truth and the word of God, you're being led astray. John 10:27 says, my sheep listen to my voice. I know them and they follow me. If you're in your word, if you're studying, if you're doing what you're supposed to do and praying and fasting, you know your shepherd's voice. The day is coming and it's not far off. Really, many people believe it's really already here, but I'm talking about a time when it is so much deeper and so much more, where false teachings will be commonplace. You've got to know him for yourself. You can't treat people any kind of way and say, I'm a child of God. You're living a lie. The truth is not in you. Amen. There was a few years ago, and maybe Deacon Todd can give me a better memory of it. But there was a prophet or a minister who was out there saying the world is going to end on January 4th, 1927, whatever date it was. It wasn't that long ago, but. And he had people in droves going to church and all kinds of things because it was a false teaching. And if you don't know God's word, they followed it. They followed it. Sold all of their possessions, homes, cars, gave away bank accounts, all because one earthly man told you the world was going to end on June 4th, 2004. Unbelievable to us because we know God. He's down inside us. We sit under magnificent teaching every Sunday. And it's wonderful that we do. But the word tells you, you have to study to show thyself approved. Pastor has said it numerous times in this pulpit. Excuse me. Pastor has said it numerous times from this pulpit. You've got to know it for yourself. It's wonderful that I stand here, but I encourage you, when you go home, read this for yourself. Get an understanding for yourself. Because when I stand and you stand before the throne of grace, I get my stripes if I didn't teach this correctly. Very true. But you get your stripes if you heard the word and still didn't adhere to it. And in order to do that, you have to know it for yourself. Get it down on the inside for yourself. Amen. All right, I'm trying to get out of here to get pancakes, y'all. I didn't eat this morning. I'm telling y'all the truth. The word tells us by no means, no human man knows the day nor the hour, not the angels in heaven. You can stop going to the psychic. You can stop going to the soothsayer because they don't know. Nobody knows. Nobody knows your future. Nobody knows your outcome but the Almighty. He knows your beginning and your end before you ever drew the first breath in this world, before you were conceived in your mother's womb. Amen. Knowing for yourself helps you to grow, and it perfects your faith. It helps you to go higher and deeper in your understanding. You mature in Jesus Christ. Amen. Don't be fooled by false prophets and soothsayers. They don't know. They just want to make you say, and they drain you of your money while they try to tell you they do know. He who says he abides in him ought himself also to walk just as Jesus walked. Abiding. That's an enduring and a steadfast. It's not something you do quickly. It is a habit of obedience. It's an ideal of settling down and resting in Christ Jesus. When you're young in the faith, everything, oh my goodness, it's the worst thing in the world. Oh my gosh, how am I going to do this? I'm going to make it. When you get a little bit older and when you get a little bit more mature in the faith, you begin to realize he holds my future in his hand. And I don't need to worry about it because he's already got it. If I trust and believe in him, he's already got it. Prior to my speaking, you saw my praise, and I'm trusting God for something that is out of my control. My husband and I are trusting God for something that is out of our control, that only he can do and only he can intervene. And there was a time when I was younger in the faith, and I'm a deacon's kid, and I've been in church all my life, when my scaffolding would have been rocking and weaving by what we're going through. But now I stand steadfast because I know God's got it. No matter what I do, no matter what I say, God has whatever it is. And whatever is to be is going to be. I can pray. That's what I do. Father, it's in your hands. Father, help me, help us to be still while you work. That's what abiding in him is. To become unmovable in the faith. You want a strong and steadfast foundation in our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. You don't want to be blown by every whim and doctrine. You want to know God for yourself. We are children of the Most High God. We should want to obey him because Jesus came down and paid the ultimate sacrifice for you and I. The ultimate sacrifice. You couldn't do it. I couldn't do it. I couldn't have given my children to do it. Abraham couldn't have given his son to do it. Only the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ could come down to save us. Amen. It's a joy to follow him. It's a joy for me to know that my life is in his hands. And that whatever comes, whatever goes, that God has me. He's going to sustain me. He's going to strengthen me. He's going to keep me. And that when I pray, I surrender it all to him. Because to all to him I owe. Every bit of it. All to him I owe. I surrender all. Amen. That's what I have for you this morning, and I hope you got something from it. You should know who your daddy is. And I should know who your daddy is by how you walk in this world. It should be a shining example and a shining light to the world who you are. I invite the deacons and deaconess to join me at the altar. And if anyone needs to surrender the will of God, surrender to the will of God, I invite you to this altar. I invite you to this altar if you just need a moment with him. Let us join with you in prayer. He's always here. He's always listening and he's always able. I invite you to pray with these young people at this altar. Our young people are going through a terrible time. It is tough to be a kid now. It is tough to come up in this world right now. And the fact that they already know they can come to this altar, they can come to the Lord Jesus Christ with it all. Oh, what a blessing. What a blessing. What a blessing. Father, in the name of Jesus, we ask you to bless these lives standing here right now, Lord. Surround them with your love and your mercy, Lord. In the name of Jesus, we call on you, Lord. You know what they're fighting. You know what they're up against, Lord. Comfort them, Lord. Send your angels to minister to them, Lord. Oh, Lord, we bless your name. We bless your holy name, Lord. We know you're able this morning. We know you can do abundantly above all we can ask or think. Oh, we glorify your name this morning, Lord. We lift you up this morning, Lord, in the name of Jesus. We lift you up this morning, Lord, in the name of Jesus. We thank you this morning, God, in the name of Jesus. All glory to the precious Lamb. Hallelujah. Oh, send your arms of protection around them, Father, in the name of Jesus. Yes, Lord, we glorify your name this morning, God. Yes, God. Let the train of your robe fill this place, God. Truly your presence is here, Lord, in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord, and we bless your name this morning. We give you honor and glory. We thank you this morning, Father, in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord, for souls saved. We thank you, Lord, for burdens lifted, Lord, in the name of Jesus. We bless your holy name. We bless your holy name, Father, in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. Watch over him. Keep him, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Glory to your precious name. Glory to your precious name. Hallelujah. 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 Amen. Come on, come on. Clap your hands. Give him some glory this morning. Amen. Bless his holy and his righteous name. Hallelujah. Bless the Lamb of God this morning. Hallelujah. We glorify him this morning. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 We thank you this morning, Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to your name. Hallelujah. 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 Hey, this morning, if you desire a closer walk with our daddy, if you desire a closer walk with our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, I ask you to pray this simple prayer with me this morning. Most holy and wise Father, I know your son, Jesus Christ, came, died on Calvary's cross, was buried and resurrected for my sins. I ask forgiveness in the name of Jesus and the pardoning of my sins, Lord. I accept him as my Lord and Savior in my life, Lord. In Jesus' precious and holy name I pray. Amen. Amen. Hey, if you prayed that simple prayer this morning, we believe that you have received our Lord and Savior as your personal Savior. We ask you to go onto our website this morning, and you can jot a note down, taylortabernacle.com, and find prayer requests, and let us know. I'd like some help in my further walk with our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Someone from this ministry will contact you right away. Amen. 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 Service in the hands of our liturgist.
Amen. Let the church say amen. It was tight, but it was right. It was a reminder for all of us. Amen. I was getting ready to say something, but we need to practice what Barb said. We need to practice what we preach. Amen. Amen. We're going to transition into a time of giving, a part of the service where we can all participate in. When the Lord has blessed us, we are supposed to give 1/10 of our earnings, oh God. Oh, bless the name of the Lord. Sister Kennedy will be coming to do the offering, and following her for the announcements is it Cassandra? Sister Cassandra McCoy. Amen.
Good morning to the Taylor Tabernacle family and friends. At this time, we will gather to worship through giving. This morning, you may give through one of five ways, including text to give, online giving, through our website, Venmo, or also by U.S. using the U.S. postal mail. To give by text message, text the code TAYLOR61 to the phone number 73256, and you will receive a link and instruction. To give through our website, please go to taylortabernacle.com/giving and follow the instructions. To give by U.S. mail, please send check or money order to Taylor Tabernacle, P.O. Box 6309, Philadelphia, PA 19139. Venmo at taylor-tabernacle-6309. For those gathered with us in the sanctuary today, you will find two offering baskets next to the side ramp door, one for your tithes/offerings and one for the preacher. Please place your sealed envelopes in the baskets as you exit the sanctuary. Pastor via Cash App or Venmo. Cash App $ Pastor Jonathan Ford. Venmo at Jonathan-Ford-25. As always, we thank you for your continued support of our ministry.
Good morning, church. The pastor and leadership team would like to thank you for joining us this Sunday morning. Our live stream service will continue via Facebook and YouTube Live so that you may continue to join us and worship from your home. Remember to hit subscribe right there on your YouTube page or follow us on Facebook at Taylor Tabernacle so that you are informed and up to date with all upcoming gatherings and dates. If you are not receiving our weekly emails, please send us your new email address and we will add you to the list. Thank you. When you decide to join us for a worship, please take your temperature before leaving home and bring a mask to wear. If you or anyone in your family has come in contact with anyone that has COVID-19 virus, we encourage you to please stay at home. Every first Sunday, we will gather at 8:30 a.m. in person for corporate prayer, followed by our morning worship at 10 a.m. Wednesday night's prayer and Bible study are at 7 p.m. via Google Meet. Sunday school from 8:30 to 9. We look forward to seeing your kids on the 2nd, 3rd, 4th, and 5th Sundays. Please, youth, remember our Pastor's YLE Challenge. Invite friends from class or school, wherever, to come join us for YLE. And that's it for our announcement.
Can we all stand? At this time, we will have our benediction by Deaconess Barbara Williams. Amen.
Amen. Amen. If all hearts and minds are clear, most holy and wise Father, we thank you, Lord, for yet this time with you. Lord, we ask you to go with us, guide us, Lord, all week long in the name of Jesus. As we depart from this place, but not your presence, Lord, we bless and praise your holy name. Lord, we pray for those who are bereaved. We pray for those who are sick, Lord, this morning, Lord. We ask you to comfort, Lord, to heal, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus, I pray. Amen.